Still love you and Tennessee are always on my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern drawl a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? Your pink pony girl, you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Ryan Seacrest, LA and OC's number one morning show.
And for making Kiss FM your number one preset inside the free iHeartRadio app.
102.7 Kiss FM.
iHeart SoCal, putting a spotlight on charitable organizations, nonprofits, and people giving back.
Guys, welcome back to iHeart SoCal. My name is EJ, and on the phone with me, I have Jay Camlia, who is the founder of The One Plan. Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me, EJ.
Of course, of course. So let's jump right into it and tell us, what is The One Plan?
100%. I guess the quickest way of explaining The One Plan is it's financial advice you would pay thousands of dollars to get with finance professionals like wealth advisors and financial advisors. Mm-hmm. We give it to you 100% for free on our application.
Absolutely. So what made you come up with The One Plan?
Yeah. So the backstory of it is quite a bit like sentimental, emotional. I'm an immigrant from India. And when I moved into Canada, came at the age of 8, and my parents, you know, they got older, they made their money, whatnot. And as they got older, we didn't really understand the financial system we were living in, and they didn't really know how to manage their money. So they made bad decisions. And as I got older, me, myself, I did my CPA, my MBA, securities course. I did all these things. Mm-hmm. And I saw, like, there's a high level of wealth advice, financial advice, that's reserved for the rich people that the regular people don't have access to.
Okay.
And that's the advice that we made accessible on The One Plan.
Tell us, why is this important, Jay?
It's important because the financial literacy rate in the U.S., it's 50% right now. That means 50% of United States citizens don't really understand the financial system that well and how to navigate it. What our app will do is when you go on it, it's super simple. Like, it's simple for any regular person to use. You just go in, you describe how much money you're making, how much you have in savings, and what your financial goals are. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you, like, tax advice, investment advice, insurance advice, retirement planning advice, personal budgeting advice, all for free. But this will make you such a smarter financial being, and you'll make way better financial decisions.
And this is all through an app?
This is all through an app. It's online. You can go check it out. It's called theoneplan.net, all letters, no numbers. And yeah, it takes 10 minutes to answer the interview. And I guarantee you, like, not overselling it, it'll be probably the best 10 minutes you invest this year, because the advice you'll get there will be advice you would have paid thousands of dollars to financial professionals, but it will really, really ground you in making smart financial decisions going forward.
Jay, what are some of the things that you feel like you guys specialize in?
We specialize in simplicity. It's corny to say, because there's thousands of financial applications out there. What we really did, that's why we call it The One Plan, because if any person knows, when you go online and you're searching for financial information or financial advice, there's a million things you can get. But the whole thing about The One Plan is we cover all those aspects on, like, 2 pages.
Okay.
So you have, like, your investment plan, your insurance plan, your retirement plan, your tax plan. Everything is there. You don't have to look anywhere else.
That's amazing. Why do you feel like it's important that everyone should know financial literacy?
I dealt with it personally. Like I told you, my parents came into money towards retirement, but they didn't really know, okay, what tax account should we put it in? Mm-hmm. What investment should we get? How risky is it? So I find when you have a low financial literacy, you're operating off a very fearful mindset, because there's a lot of things you don't know. But if you improve your financial literacy, then it's less scary. You really know, okay, you know, I can go into debt. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Or I can invest in this. It's not that risky as I once thought it was. So improving that really helps you.
So what's the cost? Is there any cost? Break that down for us.
100% free. 100% free. We're a social cause project. Like I said, our objective is to grow this by next year into millions of users where people can just go get access to free financial advice and make smarter financial decisions.
You guys are still a new company, yes?
Yeah. So right now we have North American university partnerships going on. Mm-hmm. We're having good traction in the US and New York particularly, and in Canada, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, a bit of everywhere. But right now our next step for our company is we're trying to get government partnerships. Because we know financial literacy is not only a private system concern, but really a public system concern. So we're going to be talking with head officials of different government departments so we can have those partnerships.
Jay, where can people find more information, of course, if they want to, you know, continue to grow and learn about financial literacy?
Yeah, well the easiest, honestly, because we've been doing these interviews and stuff with a lot of adults regarding financial literacy, and we've noticed that majority of people spend their time on social media. Mm-hmm. So you want to learn where you're on the platforms you're actually on. So if you really want to learn a lot about financial literacy, you can learn a lot from our online, like IG or TikTok. We interview like hundreds and thousands of like adults around the world, and we ask them personal finance questions, like what worst financial decision you made, best financial decision you make, how are you budgeting, how are you planning for your life? And there's so much great knowledge to go there within like 10, 15, 20 seconds.
When you guys do those questionnaires and things of the like, what are some of the things that people are saying when it comes to financial literacy?
They're saying, you'd be surprised, like, you know, we went to like the top schools in North America, and people are saying their financial literacy score is like 4 out of 10. 3 out of 10. And these are people who are getting like their bachelor's and their master's. So like, you know, what do other people, the ones who haven't even gone to like that far, what could their financial literacy rate be? And that's when you see like there's a lot to learn and a lot to earn by knowing, having this knowledge.
How do you feel whenever you see scores like that, when people aren't necessarily sure about financial literacy? How does that make you feel, you know, being the founder of The One Plan?
You know what it is, EJ? Like in all honesty, I've studied a lot in finance. And it just made me a way more confident person. So I feel like there's a lot of human beings walking around insecure because they don't know everything about money there is to know. And because of that, they're making choices that are sometimes lacked out of like insecurity, out of lack of knowledge, lack of fear. However, if you know more, you're way more comfortable with money. And I think that's one of our key plans for The One Plan, is just make the conversation of money and make people really comfortable with money decisions.
You know what's interesting? I didn't necessarily realize that, how knowing about money can essentially boost your confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like as an adult, there's a lot of conversations where it comes up when people start talking about money. And I didn't realize how people can shy away from that because they don't necessarily know how to have those conversations, or they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And you don't want to seem like the stupid person in the conversation either, right?
Right.
Like if one person really knows a lot about money and you don't know much, you're like, ah, oh, well, you know, I can't really contribute. So yeah, just having an open conversation. And you know, like what I'm proposing to you, we're not doing anything like astrophysics, super complicated. You're filling out a questionnaire and we're giving you 2-page financial answers on your whole financial life. Like it's kind of like monkey work, but that will really help you understand how this whole system works.
And you say that it's free. It's free.
That's right.
The website is theoneplan.net. Theoneplan.net. Is Jay, is there anything else that you want to go over that we didn't touch on as of yet during the interview?
No. Like I think honestly, it was funny. We're super lucky to be on this call with you, so we really appreciate it. And then hello to everyone who's listening. But for us, yes, this was self-promotion. We're trying to say what a great mission we have. But we just wish everyone the best, you know? Make some money, have fun, all the best.
Jay, when it comes to security and things of the like, you know, with people's financials, yeah, how do you guys deal with that?
So on our questionnaire, the good thing is we don't ask you anything that can help you trace who you are. So we don't ask for your personal name. We don't ask for your ID. Uh-huh. We don't ask for your bank accounts. We just ask you, how much are you making right now?
Right.
What are your financial goals? How much you have in savings and debt? And uh-huh. So we just want to know a financial profile. And that's how we keep your data 100% anonymous.
So that's all, really?
That's it.
Tell me what people will get out of using The One Plan.
The comprehensive value that you're getting from this whole One Plan thing is you will have a structure to your financial life.
Okay.
Right now, how most people go about life is they make their money, they put it in their savings account, maybe they buy some nice stuff, maybe they're like, I'm going to save it for retirement, I invest a little bit, But beyond that, they don't really understand the full financial system of all the options available to them. Now, with our thing, with our app, you'll have an idea of what are the options that you could do on the tax side. You have an idea of how can you use your insurance to actually grow your money. You'll have an idea of how to actually fully plan for your retirement. So there's so many aspects that people haven't taken into consideration. And with our app, with our plan, you'll have a fully structured financial life that people pay thousands and millions of dollars to have. And we're giving this for free.
Jay, you are out here doing great work. TheOnePlan.com, it's completely free. I think it's very important, especially right now, for us to have like financial literacy, for us to be literate in finance. I think it absolutely boosts people's confidence, and I feel like it's something that everybody should know.
Thank you so much, EJ. Appreciate you.
The website, one more time, theoneplan.net. Jay, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting with us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. See you.
You're listening to iHeart SoCal on 102.7 KISS FM. A program on literacy, education, and social impact.
Hi there, it's Lisa Fox, and this is the iHeart SoCal show. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you wonderful dads and father figures out there. Thank you for all that you do. And because it's Father's Day, I wanted to put a spotlight on the importance of men's health issues. And the Movember Foundation does it so well year-round, but especially in the month of November, a.k.a. Movember. Movember is an annual event involving the growing of mustaches. During the month of November, we'll talk all about that, but it's all about raising awareness of men's health issues like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. But they emphasize on the importance of these issues year round and how to encourage us to help men take action to do something about it. So on to tell us more is Brian Heilman. Hi, Brian. Happy Father's Day.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is my first Father's Day as a dad.
Oh, I love that. Congratulations. Who do we have a boy?
Little brag.
Little what? Who do you have?
I have a baby daughter.
What's her name?
Her name is Iman.
Iman. Oh, what a beautiful name. Love it, love it.
Thank you.
Doesn't it feel so special? Your first Father's Day as a dad. That's so cool.
Honestly, yes. Yes, completely. Thank you.
You've got 25 years to royally mess it up. No, I'm kidding. No, you're not going to do that. You guys are going to be great. Brian, you're also the head of research for the Movember Foundation for about a year now, right?
Yep, that's right. But having done a lot of research on men's health issues before that, too.
So that's been kind of your specialty for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, then you're going to understand why a huge reason as to why I wanted to do this on Father's Day is because, I'll just say it, my boyfriend of 5 years is just a prime example. And, you know, we're at a certain age where it's always important to care about your health. I just think, and I'm not being sexist here, but women, we just do things differently. And I'm so on top of all my appointments and my annual appointments. They're scheduled out for years to come, okay? And men, on the other hand, I'm like having to crack the whip on Eric all the time. I'm like, honey, we have to care about your colon. How is your prostate? Honey, we need to get your heart checked out, like all the tests, honey, all the tests, the stress test, the EKG. Da, da, da. I mean, I'm just constantly getting him riled up because we need to get the appointments. We need to get going. What is it about men? They don't want to. Why don't they just pick up the phone and schedule the doctor's appointments and just like get it handled? What are we waiting for? This is important stuff.
Thanks, Lisa. I mean, I think maybe, I don't know Eric personally, but I think maybe I could go a little bit easier on him than some of the men out there listening. But you're definitely right. There is a trend where guys may be a little bit more reticent to go to the doctor, to seek help, to really, you know, be able to admit that, hey, I might need some help. And there's a lot of reasons for that, right? Like, growing up, the generation I did, you always heard these messages in society from your dad, from your coaches, from whoever, that, you know, tough it up, shake it off. You're kind of instructed as a man to man up in a way where that means that you don't seek help in these ways. I would say a little bit that message has softened. Guys realize they need to be taking care of themselves. And at Movember, we're trying to think or kind of put forward a vision of health that isn't just about solving problems either. Like, you don't need to be facing a specific health challenge in order to go to the doctor or to talk to somebody. Kind of think about what it would look like to you to be really crushing it and thriving and feel healthy in all ways in your life. And let's pursue it from that direction. Might be a little bit better than the whip analogy, but, you know,
hey, it's a little bit maybe. Well, look, and ultimately, and why I say it like that is because we care and we want our men. We want our men to be here. You know, we want you to be here to have this amazing life together with your family. So I want you here. And I don't want any surprises. And a lot of, you know, we have to stay ahead of cancer. We have to stay ahead of these things. So that's why it's important to talk about it. It's important to schedule your doctor's appointments. And that's why I hammer him until they're all getting scheduled. This is the year. Finally going to get like a lot of the big stuff checked out. But the main thing is to let the men in your family and the men in your life know that it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to, like you said, to reach out. And we just want to know that you're going to be healthy and you're going to be here for a while. So it's a win-win for everybody to get our guys to get more involved and to know that it's okay to be more involved and it's okay to you know, get on the line with your doctor and just start. The way I see it too is also, I'm like, honey, I cross it off the list. Once you get your prostate checked, cross it off the list. Once you get your colon checked, they'll be like, okay, we'll see you in 7 years. You're looking good. Then you worry less and stress less once you can check these things off the list, right?
Totally, yeah. It's a virtuous cycle. You know, you reduce that stress, you reduce that worry. That's going to go better on the blood pressure and on the heart. And suddenly, yeah, you're on that path towards feeling good in all domains like I was talking about before.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, and I love this story as to how the Movember Foundation began. And Movember, again, it's a huge month-long thing that we're going to dive into. It's in the month of November. But talk about Movember and the movement behind it, because I love how it all began in Australia with these guys. I love this story and so proud of them that what they started so many years ago, it has become a movement. Movember has become a movement. It's been great to watch over the years.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So it seems like you know the story well. It's a group of friends in Melbourne, Australia. I like to imagine them, you know, walking in from the ocean, holding their surfboards in a very like Aussie kind of scene.
Yeah.
But, talking with each other about health, but also where it landed on was this kind of prank, really, that they challenged or dared each other to grow a mustache for the month of November. And this was a time for this particular group of guys where maybe the mustache was not the most resurgently fashionable facial hair as it is at the moment.
Yeah.
And so obviously, like growing a style of facial hair that they had never really done before, it prompted conversations, their friends, their families, their coworkers, whoever was saying like, hang on a sec, what's with this thing on your lip? And suddenly it's an opportunity to have a conversation, right? So that's really the genius of the campaign. Something as silly as a mustache makes it easy. It almost like impels people to start up a conversation. And then once the conversation is happening, you're able to talk about, hey, well, this is because I care about men's health. And to me, that means prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and also more broadly, men's mental health and suicide prevention. These things matter to me. I want my buddies and brothers and dad and other men in my life to be around as long as they can be and to have strong relationships with them. I care about that. That's what this mustache is all about. And eventually that started to be built into a charity where folks could donate, and the guys raising mustaches would collect, you know, donations from their friends and their communities. And the crazy thing is, 21 years later, this has become the largest charity in the world focused on men's health issues. So we've been able to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in cancer treatments and, you know, community mental health programs and many other things.
It's so wonderful. And dare I say, so Mo, the word Mo is kind of like slang for mustache, right? It's like a slang term.
Right.
You're
right.
Mo. And
yeah, it's an Aussieism.
I got to say, when Movember comes around, November, they also have fun with it. And we've had a bunch of radio hosts in this building do it. A variety of people at a variety of our iHeart stations do this challenge before for Movember. And essentially, it's almost better if you really can't grow one because it looks so awful above your lip. But you commit to doing it for 30 days for the month of Movember and you raise money for your team. But like you said, like, what is on your lip? What are you trying to grow? Oh, gosh. But that you're doing it and you really have to hold out for all 30 days. And the fact that you do that shows your commitment, and also that you're not taking, you know, it's okay to poke a little fun at yourself because you're doing it for a very important reason. And people post pictures and they continue to show that the growth or lack thereof, the growth on their lip for the mustaches and efforts of raising this money and raising this awareness. So it's, dare I say, a fun way to draw attention to some really important issues for men, health issues for men. So it's a great idea.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally. So, Brian, why these specific areas, mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer, why these four main areas that y'all focus on?
Right. I mean, we do think of men's health in a completely holistic way, but these four issues have been a focus for us across the history of the organization. And it's because there are specific
health disparities that affect men in all these domains. I mean, I think that we would all agree that mental health is an issue that affects everybody, regardless of gender. What we see when it comes to men, as we've been talking about in this conversation, is when they're facing tough times mentally or emotionally, they're a lot less likely to seek that help that they need from their friends, from their community, from professional help. And so that's how the mental health challenge becomes particularly rough and the outcomes can become bad for men. And unfortunately, in that domain, we're talking sometimes about a risk of suicide. And the sad and scary thing is that men are four times as likely to die by suicide as women are. Unfortunately, we're seeing rates of suicide in the United States among young men increasing over the past 5 or 10 years. So that's particularly concerning for us. And that's why we have these campaign messages about, we want you guys around. We need you. We depend on you. There's, you know, beautiful life ahead for you. Let's find a way through this. And then prostate cancer and testicular cancer, you know, these are cancers that affect men. And prostate cancer is a leading cause of death, particularly in this Black community or community of men of African descent. So we just really encourage all guys by the age of 50 to talk to their doctor about getting a prostate cancer check. And especially for your Black listeners or listeners from African descent, if you're about 40, it's about time, right? And that's the age range that I'm in already. So about 40, it's time to check.
10 years earlier than if you're African American. Wow.
That's right. It's just, yep, that's how the patterns work. Unfortunately, it's really important to get in there. And the initial check is not anything invasive. It's an easy blood test, and you can find out what your risk levels might be.
Brian, I had a doctor on last week from City of Hope, and, you know, he specializes in a certain number of cancers, including prostate. And he was saying, yeah, I envision it'd be a physical exam for prostate, but no, it is a blood test, and you can look for a certain level of something in the blood test specifically to show if there's a potential for prostate cancer, right? Or explain how the blood test works.
That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. It's called a PSA test. If any listeners are curious, just look up PSA test, learn what it would be like. It's quite easy to figure out your risk level. And like you were saying about your partner before, like, get the test, get the peace of mind, you know? And hopefully it'll be positive. Or if, you know, God forbid, it's a tougher result, it's so important to have early detection for this cancer. So once you know your test result, then you're on a path. And so many, I have to tell you, these are like so many of our Movember champions are guys who walked that path. Like, they got a scary test result, but because they caught it early, they're able to survive prostate cancer, and they found so much community and support from the Movember community and from the resources you
provide. It can be treatable, and also, again, if they catch prostate cancer early, you can live a very healthy life without a portion of your prostate. So they can cut the cancer part out if they catch it early. Otherwise, it can also be a silent killer, because by the time you have symptoms for prostate cancer, it's probably too late. So that's why you got to stay on top of the stuff, get in front of it, get in front of it, and then cross it off the list, right?
You're a pretty convincing messenger. I'm surprised that your partner.
I know. You know, we're two stubborn Leos, so it's a bit more, I'm going to blame it on the Leo part, because he's such a sweetheart. But that's the only thing we really even kind of bicker about is this stuff. But it's going to happen this year, Brian. It's all the tests are happening. Touch on testicular cancer, and how do we monitor that, or how do we stay ahead of that?
Right. And I mean, we're talking about what age to be aware of for prostate cancer, but testicular cancer, honestly, I had to learn a lot about this more recently. It's a cancer of young people, right? So it's more often to be caught in teenage years or in your 20s. So that's why Movember also has a lot of presence on college campuses and trying to reach this community. So it's an example of where we're reaching guys at different stages of their lives and making sure that you're doing the kinds of checks that you need to do and talking to your doctor about it. Testicular cancer, by comparison to prostate cancer, is very, very treatable, survivable. There's an amazing survival rate. It needn't be the scariest thing in the world if you do happen to get that diagnosis. But, you know, checking yourself, talking about a doctor, if you feel something down there, is really important.
Well, is it so? Self-exam sounds like it might be similar to, you know, women were supposed to do regular self-exams for stay ahead of breast cancer. We do our own self-exams on the regular, and then we do our annual with a doctor. Is it similar to that for testicular cancer?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep, that's exactly right. Just pay attention. Yep, you got it exactly right.
Don't be afraid to feel around there. No, now I'm getting too. No. Too direct? Well, hey, you got to be hands-on to stay ahead of testicular cancer, guys, just like us ladies do to stay ahead of breast cancer. So
that's the way you got to do it, yeah.
So how, I know, again, Movember, in the month of November, is months away, but how do you all keep this, you know, keep this mission alive year round, even though the lead up is for the big month, the big fundraising month of November. But what do you do in the rest of the months to make sure people know this still needs to be top of mind?
Totally. I mean, you can hear from these statistics I'm sharing, like, we still need to get the word out. We need to build awareness. We have ambassadors like yourself to thank for getting the message out there at different points of the year. Currently, we're talking in the midst of Men's Health Week. So this week, we have a whole series of events, including a golf tournament, various different community activations that are happening. But I also, I mean, a lot of people don't even realize that, you know, this mustache trend for the month of November has a nonprofit behind it, let alone that we're as big as we are, and let alone that we're also doing our own independent research into all of these different areas. So, like, when you introduced me, you said my role is on the research side. So year round, I'm using the funds being donated, you know, a small portion of them, to try to get at some of the root causes of these issues. What are the ways that we can get guys to be more likely to go seek help? What are the life-saving prostate and other cancer treatments that we need to be investing in? What are the kind of community programs that young people need to have those skills of mental health awareness and communication skills instilled in them at young ages? And that's where the money goes, and we are, due to the generosity that comes from that single month, we're able to make impact year-round.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. I love that. And then you mentioned a golf tournament and a few other fundraisers happening right around this week for men's health issues. What's going on?
We're speaking right now, Lisa, in Men's Health Week. The week leading up to Father's Day every year is Men's Health Week, so it's a perfect time to have this opportunity on your show. Thank you so much. We just held what we call the Big Swing for Men's Health, the golf tournament that happens in Pasadena every year. So that would have just happened in your local listenership area, as well as many other activations around the country.
And the best website to go to for all the information about these important men's health issues that we're discussing, all about the Movember Foundation, all about how you are hopefully going to attempt to grow a mustache for the big fundraising month of November, a.k.a. Movember, and other ways to fundraise and be a part of it all. Just go to Movember.com. Movember.com.
That's exactly right.
Movember.com. And like Brian said, there are events that happen year-round that are fundraisers, and to call attention to this Movember movement of putting the focus on these important, very important men's health issues. But also what I love about Movember, that whole month, people are encouraged to do their own. Have their own event, host their own.
Totally. Yes, exactly. And probably the key thing that your listeners are taking is you don't need to be a man to care about this, right? Like, you have such passionate care for this issue.
I know we're talking
a lot about the mustaches, but you don't need to be a mustache grower in order to get involved in the campaign. So we have so many women who get involved in the campaign for the month of November every year. No, they're not growing a mustache, but they're perhaps setting a goal to run a certain number of miles, or they're throwing their own fundraiser events, or we have folks who throw whole festivals or concerts to raise money for us, which is really incredible.
So great. And again, Movember happening in the month of November, but something that we need to keep it at the top of our importance list, the men in our lives. We want them around. We want them to be healthy and here to enjoy life with us and with our families. So we need to make sure that they are on top of their health. And if we need to, here I go again, crack the whip and make sure the doctor's appointments are scheduled, we got to make it happen, because it's important not only to talk about these important issues, but to make sure that they're getting in with a doctor and handling it. So, you know, we can't self-diagnose. And Lord knows, when we Google anything, that scares the you-know-what out of us. So we shouldn't be our own doctors. Hey, when we say, oh, I Googled it, I'm going to die. No, we need to schedule an appointment with an actual doctor and get checked out. And like I said, just cross it off the list, you know, and these important areas that the Movember Foundation has found to be of top importance and top concern for most men across the country and worldwide, right?
Absolutely.
Men's health issues, absolutely. Suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer, all very important to stay on top of, stay ahead of, and conquer. We got to work with our men and make sure that we get this handled, and then we can also have a little fun with it in the month of Movember by watching them try to grow a mustache to also bring more attention and awareness to this very, very important issue. All the information at Movember.com. And then, Brian, so is it safe to say that you will be attempting to grow a mustache this Movember?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you a mustache kind of a guy? Have you had success in that area before?
You know, I grow the beard throughout the year, but it really is the rule. Like, the official Movember approach is to shave everything down and then, watch that pitiful mustache appear day by day. And I rarely get a real strong upper lip within the course of the month. But, you know, that's part of the fun, like you're saying.
Yeah, and I do recall now also at the end of Movember, there's a lot of fun like shaving parties. And you're like, oh, now I can shave this ridiculous caterpillar off the top of my lip. Shave it off, and then you have your old face back per se. But you did a lot of good in 30 days to conquer this issue, right? So, but the shaving parties, people have fun. They're like, yay!
Yep.
All right, well, Brian Heilman with the Movember Foundation, head of research on men's health. Thank you so much for all that you do in the team there at the Movember Foundation. And we will team up again in November for the big month, the big fundraising month. But until then, wishing all of you amazing dads and father figures a wonderful happy Father's Day.
Right on. Thank you, Lisa.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
This was iHeart SoCal on 102.7 KISS FM. To find out more about this program and how you can help, head to KISSFM.com. Keyword iHeart SoCal.
Your favorite artists?
In your library.
Your favorite songs?
In your playlist.
But your favorite morning show?
You make me laugh every day. Or your favorite team in action?
Oh my goodness, he caught it!
Or your live local news, traffic, and weather?
Implications from coast to coast.
Yep, there's an app for all that too.
iHeartRadio.
We're not just streaming music, we're streaming moments.
Everyone wants to be here.
Join the millions of Americans.
And add us to your entertainment lineup now. Download the number one app for radio.
The free iHeartRadio app.
Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Someone else.
When you come around, we're burning through the city, burning through the city.
And we can't slow down.
incarnated. I was stargazing. Life goes on, I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my seat. IP ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet. Couldn't try me in a tri-state, buddy pass, but I get him splashed till he hydrated. Bounce out, know he spook town, eyes dilated. I got the money and the power, both gyrated. I feel good, get the fuck out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walked in, walked out with a size. Man, don't let me know what the price. What the fuck? I got hits, I got bucks, I got new paper cuts. I got friends, I got foes, but they all sitting ducks. Hit his turf and get cracking, double back like a deluxe. 50 deep, but it ain't deep enough. There you go, beat him up. Falling from a money tree, and it grew throughout the month. Spit a loogie at the camera, speed off, yeah, it's us. I feel good, get the fuck out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, 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 squabble up.
Hold up, where are you from?
It. Quid pro quo, what you want, cause I'm watching it. Broke on the flow, let me know if you clocking it. Brody won't go, but I know that he popping it. It was worth tickets on sale till I silenced it. Pipe down, young, these some whole other politics. With him in Spook Town, that's a lot of bit. Don't hit him, you got kids with him, my apologies. Ghetto child, here was Blackie Miles with a Smirnoff. Hee high, we outside, boy, they about to kill him off. Blaps on blaps, it's a fact, this a record off. Tell me why the f*** rap, if it's fictional. Tell me why the f*** you fed, if you criminal. Hey, Doc, can I get a drop? I'm like, nigga. From the west side to Senegal. It's a full moon, let the wolves out, I've been a dog. I feel good, get the f*** my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, 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 squabble up.
I'm a Sarah, late night dive bar. She don't dance, but she downs her drinks. Her through a friend, she's a born again wild card. She was telling me wild things. She was telling me wild things.
Hey, Jill. You know them old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice.
Kiss FM. is Watch It Burn.